Something you can say to your therapist and while doing reverse cowgirl.
Don't look at me. Hey girl, you trying to hit this?
Oh, you know exactly what I need.
No, this is awesome that you guys have it all set up and you like edit it and everything yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Incredible. Impressive.
It's we're tired.
So we're doing well. Please,
someone
so
take me away like, from all this.
We're barely making it through. So
how did you find us?
I don't know. I think it was just Instagram. I think, you know, like those Instagram things pop up and you're just like scrolling through mm-hmm. your explore page. And normally for me, it's like weird fitness things because I'll like do like fitness spoofs or whatever. And so I get a bunch of fitness stuff. And then you guys popped up and I was like, oh, those girls are cool. And then,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
And then you reached out to us and asked to be on, which is awesome.
Yeah, we love that. Today, guys, what's up, you filthy fucking stoners? It's your co-host, Jamie Lee.
And I'm Emily. Today we have on comedian Sarah Huntington, online personality, content creator. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, no,
I was stalking you today. And I was like watching all your reels and I was like, all right, she's very on brand with us.
That's when I was like watching you guys, I was like, okay, these girls are cool.
I
love that.
Yeah, you make a lot of content. Oh, what did I read? I read like an article about you and it was talking about like how you grew up. Fuck, now I'm not remembering.
Like white trash?
White trash.
Yeah. You're like, what is that word?
Yeah, we have hints of white trash in here.
I don't think you're supposed
to say it. No, but I'm like, yeah, I was like, what's the topic again? We smoked before this.
I don't know. My dad lives in a trailer, so who am I to judge?
Yeah, well, I've gotten banned twice now from Instagram for saying white trash. So apparently that's like a hate crime. You're not allowed to say that.
That's racist.
I was like, I'm talking about my own family, but,
interesting.
Yeah. Got banned twice. I'm like shadow banned. Else posted a video of me saying it
and they tagged you. And so it hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah. They're good on there. They figure it out. They know me as like the white trash bandit on there.
They think I'm a drug dealer.
Why?
So one time we had a comedian Max Manikoff on and I shared a story of him from like our podcast and it was like share something from the Miami Improv. I was like, go see Max Manikoff and catch him this Tuesday on Two Girls One Blunt. I just tagged our podcast and but I put like a little leaf emoji and a smoke emoji next to our name and the link to the Miami Improv ticket links to just like help promote him.
Yeah.
And it got removed for like selling of and distribution of irregulated goods. But
so
I was
now
like,
the Miami Improv is known as a weed shop.
Is it?
No.
I was like, fuck. And then I did like something else. It was because one time we did this 420 event and I shared it and my page itself just, that's the thing now. So I don't like post anything weed related now on my page.
Yeah. Once they tag you on something, it's like they're watching you constantly.
How'd you get your page back?
I don't have it back right now. Oh. Right now they're still pretty mad at me. Like my content is only being shown to like the people that are following me.
But you actually have the account, like you can log in and use it, right?
Oh, yeah. But like if you were to search my name right now on Instagram, it wouldn't pop up.
You have to type in the full thing, right?
Yeah.
We've had like an account warning on TikTok forever.
Oh, yeah. I've probably got like 14 more days before I'm back in action.
How does TikTok like you?
TikTok goes back and forth too. Like I'll have one that like pops off and then they're like, okay, she's cool. And then I'll get like a little too risky because I'm always like taking chances on TikTok. And then they're like, no, bitch. Like we said, you can't say that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I'm back to like down at the bottom. So TikTok is just like a toxic relationship to me.
It's so toxic, but it took like a year off.
Oh, really?
Now I just scroll and watch tarot readings, but
that's all I get on my own feed.
It's so annoying and I'm like delusional, you know?
No, I've been begging my phone for a TikTok reading, asking how this guy feels about me and they won't send me any tarot readings.
Like, you least expect it.
Like, what are his intentions? And they won't fucking tell me.
Yeah, that's my therapist. My little like Chelsea something on there. Her name's Chelsea. She's a little TikTok tarot card reader and she's my therapist. I'm like, okay Chelsea, you're right.
It's way cheaper than therapy, right?
Honestly though, some of them when they're like the channeled readings, it's just like life advice. It's like, you know, like you're very powerful and you need to love yourself and believe in yourself. And I'm like listening to it and I'm like, you're right.
And
I'm like, people just want my energy. Like whatever. Speaking of energy, we were staging the house today and then I come out and my entire sweatshirt is on fire. We almost burned the place down before you came.
Yeah, I have that energy.
Her hoodie landed in a candle, and it went up in flames immediately.
Can you imagine if you guys had to call me? You're like, yeah, we're going to have to cancel. Our house is on fire, so.
I was like, let's just, you know, hopefully it doesn't smell like smoke too bad in here.
No, it smells great in here.
It's also so funny, like, stoners are like, why is it smoky in here? Because we just smoked.
Yeah.
Like, 2 seconds ago.
I'm like, can you tell? So you smoke at night. You're an indica person.
Yeah, and I just started doing that. I was like a very, I smoked in like high school, was really into it then. And then something happened to me. I must have gotten like a wrong strand or something in college. Then I had this weird like anti-weed thing. Oh. And then like 6 months ago, I've tried to like, I haven't quit drinking. I'm not a psychopath, but like, I've tried to start drinking less, but now like I can't sleep at night. So now I'm an indica person at night. And okay. My friend got me this very specific one. And I was like still pretty against it. This was like literally 3 months ago. I was still pretty against it.
You just started smoking like 3 months ago. Like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Since college?
Yeah.
So how long has it been?
Like 6 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. How old are you?
30.
30? Oh, yeah. I'm about to turn 30.
Ooh. Things change. Like you start to get like sick from alcohol, which is weird.
Oh, that's already happening.
That's already me. Like how old
are I'm 25.
You? Okay, you're 25. Oh, that's like me and my best friend. She's 25. I'm 30. And I really? Like tell her everything. I'm like, just wait. Stuff starts getting weird. You can't sleep at night. Everything hurts. Like we tried to go to the gym the other day. I pulled like something in my leg. I was bruised from like labia to knee. I'm like, this is what happens, dude. Like
I'm awful. Getting hurt for no reason.
Yeah.
I will say, and we've talked about this before in the podcast, I feel like as I got older, something my mom always told me, weird, but she'd be like, you don't know, you don't have sex right now. Like you don't even know what sex is when we were in like high school and college. She's like, wait till you're older. And now I'm like getting older and I'm like, oh shit, she was right. Cause the sex does get way better as you're older.
Mine has gotten non-existent, but like,
are you celibate?
I wish it was like on purpose. Like I wish I was like, yeah, I'm just practicing celibacy, but
you're
like,
going through a dry spell.
Yeah. It's just
no one's worthy.
Yeah. That's the thing. Like, I don't know what happened in the past like year, but I was like, I'm going to quit drinking. I'm going to quit getting in toxic relationships.
Oh.
And when you're not drunk or seeking toxic relationships, like, the options just kind of go away.
The prospects are low. Yeah. There's nothing out there.
Yeah, like, where are the emotionally intelligent men?
Yeah, where do you find them?
And then I find them and then they have bad breath.
Yeah, or they
do you
like,
know what I mean?
Yeah, just have like nothing to talk about.
Yeah, like there's something else that's like missing that I'm like, God damn it.
Or they're just talking about like really normal, healthy things. And I'm like, no, tell me about how your dad didn't love you. Like, it's just
Oh, no, I want to get deep with it.
Yeah.
Like, I can't.
Tell me you have to go to the hospital because you're having an anxiety attack. Like, that's like,
that's so hot.
Yeah. Well, so I need somebody that like is stable, but also doesn't judge my craziness or like me being all over the place. Cause I have like, I'm just bop, doing things all the time, up and down.
Yeah.
And I want them to just be like, oh, I love you for that. And I accept you and I'm not judging. And there isn't a disconnect cause they came from like a good family. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't know though. Cause I feel like those like kind of like good boys that like came from a good family, like you, for instance, I feel like they're drawn to girls like you. Like when I had my hair pink, I thought that I would draw like this kind of like mysterious like drummer or something.
Like a bad boy? Like a man named Drake or like
yeah, like Dez,
yeah, Blair.
Or something like really like, yeah, interesting and unique. When I had pink hair, I always drew in like accountants. And
what?
Like guys I would never expect. I think they just see you and they're like, what is that?
It's because they're so vanilla, like in their work, they're like, oh, I gotta have some fun at home. I want somebody who's a little crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think people look at me like, oh, she'll be a fun time.
Yeah.
Like she's an experience.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm more than an experience. All right. I have a heart and emotions.
And they're like, I want to go to Six Flags.
And then they're like expecting crazy sex. And I'm like, by the way, I'm a pillow princess. Yeah, what's up? Right?
So what's your type? Who do you go for?
Normally like the weak men, like physically and mentally weak. You know what I mean? Like skinny and sad type.
Oh,
like, drummer, like in a band, a DJ.
Looks like he's gonna die soon.
Yeah, like Pete Davidson.
Like
Pete
what about
Davidson?
Like Timothy Chalamet, like that type
of
guy?
Yes. So okay, like,
you like little elf boys?
Yeah. Like taller than an elf, though.
Yeah. Like, no. Elf. I'm picturing Lord of the Rings.
What's the lowest height you'll do? Or is it not matter?
I don't really like think. I care as much. They have to be taller than me, but I'm 5'4", so I mean,
I was just gonna say 5'2".
Small, yeah.
Hard, but. No, like, I want them a little bit taller and skinnier and just, like, look like they're going to, like, trauma dump on me. Now, I have changed a little bit. I'm trying to get out of that because it's hard. It's been terrible.
Mm-hmm. What is it representing about you?
That I like that type of man? Probably that I like to be in control and, like, feel
interesting.
Like I, like, have control over the situation. I like to be, like, the dominant one, the masculine one.
Oh.
And I think that was, like, a control thing for me forever.
Where do you think that stems from?
Oof, God. Oh, my God. I didn't know you guys were
gonna- Oh, yeah. We get so deep. We get so deep here.
Yeah. Probably, like, not being in control as, like, a, like, child, teenager. Like, always the guys that I went for when I was, like, really younger, like, were probably more like my dad, where they were just kind of, like, like macho man, like Republicans.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, I want to gain control over like anybody that I date. Like I want to
be
able to.
Did you get your heart broken?
I don't remember a specific moment where I got my heart broken, but I do remember in like high school, I was like just kind of like free and definitely like kind of promiscuous at a young age. And then it just like really downfalled for me. And then I met this one guy and he was so innocent, like valedictorian of his class, like little teeny tiny beautiful man.
He's so small and little and cute.
Oh my God. I just like controlled everything he did. And then I loved that. And then I just held on to that. And I was like, I need that because that's like how I feel safe as long as I have control over the situation.
Yeah, but what I get that.
It's because we haven't found men though that can take control that we can trust.
Yes. So now after therapy, I'm trying to find somebody that I don't have to take care of, but can like match me and I'm not like the dominant one, like somebody that I can like kind of have a back and forth with.
I like that. My favorite thing, my favorite thing about a man is when I can shut my brain off and he just does everything for me. You figure it out.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've never experienced it, but I dream about it.
And then they're like grabbing the bags and they packed the car and they're like, oh, I got you a coffee because I know you've been running around getting ready. Like,
where do you guys, because I don't have
I've
that
I've found
experience.
Some men like that. It's just hard.
No, mine is
they
like
cheated
every
on me
guy
still,
like,
but it was nice.
Yeah, they always cheat. My every guy I've dated when we go on a trip, they're like, I just go with the flow. And I'm like, no, you don't. I did everything.
That's true. The flow that I created.
Yeah, exactly. Like
you thought
flow.
It was just magic.
You packed one t-shirt and two pair of underwear. Like this isn't the same thing.
Yeah.
Like I want that. I want brain off type of man.
Okay. Do you want to meet a man organically or do you want one from an app?
Organically.
Who wants one from an app?
Yeah. Do
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of Amazon ordering a man. Like I'd be down for that. Do I get to choose the size in all areas?
You do.
Oh, I mean, you found your roommate on Craigslist
or Facebook Marketplace, but same thing.
Pretty much.
It's like Craigslist. It's like the millennials or the what's the Gen Z, right? What are you?
I'm Gen Z.
Gen Z's Craigslist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I love Craigslist. I remember I went on with a friend in college and we looked up this ad and this dude was like, can you please shove corn up my ass? I'm begging somebody to shove corn up my ass.
And did you respond?
This was, you know, I did. This was 6 years ago. I unfortunately did not shove corn up his ass. It was out of season.
Oh.
It was watermelon. Yeah.
Oh my God.
In Indiana, I could have brought you so much corn.
That's
there.
So true. Where are you based out of now?
I am still in Indiana. I moved to New York in March, so I have a little bit of time there, but I'm just traveling for now.
So wait, you're living in New York right now?
I'm living in Indiana right now.
So holy did you start comedy in Indiana?
I did.
How was that?
It's actually, I'm like really happy that I did it because I didn't start as a content creator, anything online. I started in stand-up comedy.
Which everyone has a misconception about anyone who has a social media.
Yes.
Then they're like, I'm just hearing about you now. And it's like, I've been doing this.
Yes. I feel like so many people are like, she just like got her start from TikTok or whatever. But I'm like, no, I've been doing stand-up for 4 years, like actually practicing it. And I think Indiana's like a decent place to get started because you don't have that like competition. Like I've turned into like a big fish, small pond.
That's why we like it in Miami.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, why Miami? And I'm like, cause we're building like an empire here.
Yeah.
Once it's going to be way easier to build this here than in New York or Austin or LA where everyone's like doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can move once that's like established.
That's exactly. That's, I feel like I've probably, I don't even think I've stayed there too long. I think I've stayed there just the right amount of time where it's like, okay, I'm ready. Like, and I'm going to go there. I'm going to go to New York. I'm going to turn into like small fish again, which is fine.
Yeah.
But now I've met like the right people and like gotten a lot of things in order that when I move there, I just kind of like, I don't have to do all the like shitty, like open mics, all that kind of stuff. Like I've met enough people in the comedy scene where it's like, I get to go there and just kind of like measle my way into like,
you'll be able to get booked at places.
Instead of like,
I find it way easier to get booked coming from like another place. Like I just DM people. I'm like, hey, I'm traveling. Can I get a spot?
Yeah.
Whereas like when I lived in Boston, it was harder to get stage time if you lived in this, like in that place.
That definitely happens in Indianapolis too. Like when I like do shows in Indianapolis, like no one shows up. And then when I like go out of state, it's like people show up because they're like, I'm like, I guess more of like a novelty. Where in Indianapolis, they're like, we saw you drunk on a bar 2 weeks ago. Like,
yeah, that's true.
It's like you're not a novelty in your own hometown. Like,
no.
Unless you move away from your hometown and then come back.
Which we did that. We just did Laugh Boston and it was crazy. Like, a bunch of people showed up and we had like podcast fans and it was a different Boston than when. From when we left.
I love
it. I was like,
Boston.
Okay, now I don't mind Boston comedy as much.
Yeah.
But
Laugh Boston is a great place too. I actually love Boston. I had never been there until we had a show there. And I like Boston people.
I feel like you would like a Boston man.
Oh, yeah.
Like an Italian man? Like an Italian man. Kind of angry a little bit.
Or like an Irish man who has a little bit of a drinking problem, but is like a good man. He's blue collar.
Yeah.
He's a good blue collar man here.
We love a blue collar man.
What are the men like in Miami?
Horrible.
Horrible.
Or they're like so hot, but you just like know they're messaging everyone. You know what I mean? No one wears condoms.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't use condoms either, but like, I'm picky. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'll actually like never use condoms and not get tested.
That's crazy.
This is like the cheating capital. Everyone cheats here. I don't even think I've been on a single date here. Every time I hook up with anybody, they're from out of state.
Oh, really?
Like people visiting.
Like the bars and then just like.
Yeah, like any someone who's out of visit, like out of state, like that I've been talking to maybe from online and then they travel to Miami. So we hook up in Miami, but they're not from Miami. So I have all these like weird long distance like.
Are they normally from like around the same place? Like are you a Midwest, Boston, West Side?
I love a Northeast boy. Okay. I love the Northeast. I love the attitude. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember I was like giving some dude attitude and I forget what he said. He's like, shut your mouth. And he was like, he said something. He's like, good morning, you piece of shit. And I was like, oh my God, I love you.
I'm so sorry, I'm wet.
Right? He like just texted me, good morning, you piece of shit. And I was like, wow, we're like really connecting here.
Yeah.
Like there's chemistry.
Like, I like when they're like, you're kind of being a bitch right now. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Aww, put me in my place.
But you like weaker men, but you like being put in your place.
I think that's like what I'm attracted to. But what I've always dated is like the weaker ones. Cause I'm like, I'm always like attracted to that guy that kind of puts me in my place. And I'm like, but I can't date him. Like I can't.
Cause that's dangerous.
Them.
Like you'll fall for him. Yes. Actually fall.
And then I'll get hurt.
Yes.
Absolutely not.
See, I feel like I go after insecure men who like see me and like I like resemble something that they like they want, you know what I mean? They want that freedom or like to do whatever they want, but they don't feel like comfortable in themselves. And then dating me, they start getting like more insecure because I'm constantly elevating and I'm like doing cool shit. And then I usually date like civilians. So that's what we call them.
People who aren't doing content or comedy or anything like that.
Yeah. So they're not having as many what you would consider maybe wins in their job or something like that makes them feel like a man. So I'm like, fuck, I need to marry someone
like,
in entertainment.
I got a sale today at work and you're like, cool. I like got 30,000 new people to describe to my channel.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, okay.
Because we're constantly getting like dopamine hits as comedians all the fucking time. And they're just like, well, I went to my 9-to-5 today.
Yeah.
And that's not a good feeling when your girlfriend's doing better than you.
Right.
I need a man who's ahead.
It's hard to date another comedian though.
So what would be your ideal situation?
I mean, I would love to like date somebody that we could like work together on something, you know, like build a life together. Like my parents were more work partners than they were like life partners.
Okay.
And so I think I saw that as like, that's what a relationship is. You like build an empire together and then you get divorced in your 50s. Like that's that's a relationship to me. So like, if I could find somebody that we could like build a little empire together and then of course get divorced, that's like my dream.
And then you have like your fun at the end in your 50s. Yeah.
And then I get to like, you know, go down to Florida and retire there. And you know,
I think I just need to find an old man.
An old man?
Like a silver fox. He's been through the game. He's like, I don't need this.
Tired.
I've been through it enough. I know. You know what I mean? I can handle you. Yeah. I'm emotionally stable.
You get to go out. He's like, I'll just be here.
He's mowing figured the grass his life or... out. So he's at a point where he's like, makes money and he's comfortable and confident.
And he's not insecure. You know what? That's so true. We just did a comedy show the other night in Miami and there was a silver fox in the audience and he had a beautiful, like young wife who was half his age. She was going crazy. She was drunk. She was heckling. She threw a drink at a comedian and he was like, yeah, that's my girl. I love her so much. She's just a little crazy.
Yeah.
And then he like grabbed her, made her apologize to the comedian, got her another drink and was like, she'll be fine.
That's perfect.
I love that.
Like,
that's
I like
daddy.
That.
Yeah.
That is. Daddy.
That's daddy for sure. Not even zaddy. That's daddy. Like
capital D.
Yeah.
I was watching one of your TikTok videos and you were like going over a list of first dates, like the restaurants.
Oh yeah.
And I heard you say bowling is a great first date. That's my first date of choice.
Is it?
Yes. What's yours?
I love bowling because I think it's like, it's friendly enough competition. Like we're not going to play like softball where one of us is going to get hurt or something.
Yeah.
But like bowling is like friendly enough where like if I'm winning, I'm like, suck my dick, Derek. Like,
yeah. And there's so much tension and flirting that happens. Yes. You get to walk away so he gets to see your ass.
You get to walk up, gorgeous. And then you throw the ball. If you're throwing it elegantly, it's like, okay, she's athletic. That's cool. Then you get to walk back and you get to do that little thing like.
Yep.
Yo. And then every once in a while you'll meet at the thing and you get to do like a little like. That's when you can like hug for the first time.
Oh.
Like.
Do make a little secret handshake, you know?
Yeah.
I suck at bowling, but I like it because then I get to do like the hero theory where I make him feel bigger than he actually is.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, can you help me, please?
Oh, men love to feel important like that.
The little damsel in distress act.
That's working on your femininity, like knowing you can do it. But then just being like, can you teach me?
Yeah,
I struggled with that for a long time. I was like, no, I know how to do it and I can do it better.
Yeah.
How many 300s do you have? Hmm? Yeah. My mom was single mom. I was bred for this. Oh, man.
Yeah, I think bowling's a good first date. I think anything that gives like a little bit of a friendly banter, ping pong.
Ping pong. Where do you find ping pong tables?
At like. I don't know.
Bars?
Bars.
Like you go to the YMCA.
Like a game room type thing.
Oh, yeah. Game rooms are fun.
Yeah.
I like going to trampoline parks for first dates.
Huh?
Because then you get to see like their inner child. And I feel like that makes me fall in love with you.
So cute.
She's like, I just want them to feel like their inner child's happy with me so that I can be with them forever.
I always piss my pants at trampoline parks. So that would be like, honestly, a good first date. Because if they're cool with it, I'm like, okay, you're cool.
Then you're one to keep. Like, you know, if a guy's like weird about stuff like that, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like the last guy I had sex with, I was like, his dick was huge. So he was like hitting my cervix and I was like bleeding a little. He never ate my pussy for the rest of the trip.
From a teeny tiny bit of blood?
He's scared of a little blood.
I don't know. He just didn't even try. But he like loved getting head. So I like gave him a lot of head. And then I was like waiting. I thought it was going to happen. Or, like, you know, sometimes
that's
like.
That's where you just do the little climb.
Because there's times where, I like sucked your dick and then I went on top of you. But I expected halfway through or something, you go down, you say hi. We go back. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing.
That's when you just lay down.
Yeah.
Spread your legs, look him down in the eyes, and you're like, get down there, Sonny.
I think that's where the dominance thing comes to me. I'm like, I'll just climb to the top of you. Oh, you don't want to come down here? I'll just make my way up here. Don't worry.
Yeah. Do you like sitting on people's faces?
I'll do that. Yeah.
I don't like it.
I'm never going to get off from that.
Yeah.
But like, it's kind of cute to be like...
Like, the power thing.
Yeah.
I've definitely done a power thing. I like grab their head. I'm like, listen, bitch. Mommy made you dinner. You know?
How was that fettuccine?
Oh, God.
Are you Dom or sub?
She's definitely a Dom.
Yeah.
So you're Dom in real life and in bed. I'm like the opposite.
Doesn't it get exhausting?
Yes. Please, someone save me. I'm tired.
Would you be sub for the right person?
I want to.
She's like, never been there, though.
I want to so badly. I just can't do it. And then I'll still get like nervous. Like,
oh, I get so nervous during. I was celibate for 2 years, so I didn't have sex at all. I didn't kiss, nothing. coming back to having sex is fucking terrifying. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And now I'm really awkward. Go. Like, I'll kiss somebody and then I'll like giggle and like run off. And he's like, where are you going? I'm like, I don't know.
That's where I'm at right now.
It's the intimacy. Like, once you stop having sex, you're like, wait a second. It becomes so much more intense and like you're more sensitized to it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and I'm like, wait, this isn't normal for me to just like meet you and put your dick in my mouth and feel super comfortable right away. You know,
once you like start finding, you want it to be with somebody that you want to be with. And so you're like it gets like nerve wracking.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I guess we're like exchanging energies.
Are you excited to move to New York? There's so many hot people there.
I'm staying single in Indiana because I know that I am not going to date somebody from Indiana. One, because I'm moving, so that just doesn't make sense. And two, I'm like, my dating pool is about to be so much bigger.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like that's so overwhelming to me.
Really? I'm excited for it. Like, I honestly, though, my biggest fear is I'm going to get there 3 weeks in. I'm going to meet someone and fall in love. And then I'm going to be like, I'm happy. I don't know why I ever did comedy.
No. I think it'll push you because your husband will be funny, too. And then you'll come up with other shit because of him.
Or like New York, you could get a videographer boyfriend or photographer boyfriend. Mm. So it's aligned and they're not like jealous.
Yeah.
Because we were talking to Rachel Wolfson about this and she was like, never date a guy who doesn't think you're funny.
Oh.
And I like recently, I feel like the last guy I hooked up with, like, didn't think I was funny.
Ooh.
Or like experienced. You could just tell there's like a difference in like where we're at, but I could feel the difference instead of it just being
comfortable. I only date guys that like base me off my personality, that like me off my personality. Like, that's, to like me off my personality first.
But do they enjoy your comedy too?
Yeah.
Like, you don't want to date a guy who's like, oh, you'll get better. Supportive. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I briefly talked to this one guy one time and like after a show, he's like, I have notes. And I was like, I gotta go.
I had that happen to me too. He actually gave notes to other comedians and I was like, I'm the only one you're fucking. So I'm the only one you can give notes to.
You and then gave other comedians notes.
Yes.
Was
so bad.
No.
He'd never done comedy in his life. He actually sent me a text and was like, I just wrote a joke. Nothing about it was funny.
Yeah. He had us read it. We were like, there's no punchline.
I don't want to date somebody that's like trying to get into comedy. No, I'm not a teacher.
I want you to be able to teach me.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Not in a condescending way.
Yeah. Like someone that just like aligns perfectly. Like maybe they do like a really cool podcast or something, but not so much stand-up comedy. And then, like, I focus on stand-up comedy and not so much like, where we're, like, aligned but not, like, competing.
Yeah. I just want a creative. Somebody who has, like, that same mindset, who thinks about things in similar ways but isn't, competing.
Yeah, but not the crazy creative where they're, like, poor and mean.
Yeah.
I don't want a starving artist. I really don't.
No. I want an artist who's made it. Yeah. Like someone who already made it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, that's why I'm single. Cause I just haven't gotten to the level where I'll meet my husband. I just keep telling myself that.
That's exactly what I keep saying.
I'm like, the universe knows where we're going. So just waiting.
Yeah.
That's why nothing's working out.
That's why a lot of female comedians are single until they're older. Like so many like famous female comedians don't have a baby until they're like 40. It's like they were like waiting to get to that point.
We're kind of like doctors in that aspect.
Yeah.
Like we'll all be doing IVF in our 40s and just hoping for the best.
Freezing our eggs and hoping they don't come out weird. Like,
do you think I can just throw them in the freezer or do I actually have to,
just go do it.
That's fucking stupid.
I'll extract your eggs for you.
Do everything. Just a turkey baster. Just
yeah. And I'm like, why is there vials of blood in like the fridge?
Well, I don't even know.
You're like releasing eggs. Can you fertilize the ones that are being released?
I think those are dead, right?
In my mind, I'm so dumb. Your eggs are just like easily extractable.
I feel like you have to get through the cervix. Where are your eggs?
Wait, what?
You have to go past the fallopian tubes. I know that.
You have to go into the fallopian tubes?
Yeah.
Oh, and they're sitting in these little things in the uterus?
Oh, they're in your ovaries.
Because there's this video and it's like the journey of the sperm. And whenever any of my friends would like when it was bad to be pregnant, like in college, they'd be like, I think I'm pregnant. I would make them watch this video and it's called The Journey of the Sperm. The sperm has to do so much to get to the eggs. It has to like get in. Half of them die within the first 10 seconds.
Good.
Then they have to go through the fallopian tubes. Half of them just swim to the wrong tube because only one tube takes you to the eggs.
Oh, one's a falsie?
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, a little false fallopian tube.
Oh, what?
And then they have to like swim through acid. So it's like basically so only the strong survive.
Yeah. Yeah, our pH.
How did I survive? How did my sperm make
it? That's what I always wonder. I'm like,
because I'm not strong.
Yeah, sometimes when you see the sperm that made it through and you're like, should have been another one, you know?
So hard. I feel like it had, like some people, I'm like, it had to be like a head-to-head competition with another sperm and the other one just like accidentally tripped and like that's how we got anyone named
it's
Derek,
like the tortoise, you know? Versus like, the hare.
Yeah. Do you think it's like go-karts in the pussy?
Oh, yeah.
Like just bumping like into Mario each other. Part. Yeah.
They're knocking each other out.
One of them just like falls off the edge.
Somebody just punches each other in the face. I can see that.
I always felt like I couldn't get pregnant. I've been come inside so many times. but like by a boyfriend, like my high school sweetheart. And then that was it. Maybe. And I was like, how did I not get pregnant? Because I can't be on birth control. Oh. I'm like at risk for strokes. And I've been like hospitalized and I've tried a bunch of stuff. So, but I have the copper IUD. Even that was horrible for my body. So I'm like, birth control sucks. But I'm like, oh, how come I haven't gotten pregnant ever? Never had a pregnancy scare. And I literally think it was because my body, like through all the trauma, was such a not good environment. You know what I mean? Like not conducive to having a baby. So my body was just like, no.
Your tubes were just like tight.
Yeah. They were like, there's no fucking way. Or like they tried and it just like died naturally.
Well, they have hostile uteruses. Like that's a thing. Your uterus can just be angry at the world and it won't let you have kids.
That's what I would think like happening.
It's called a hostile uterus.
It's called a hostile uterus, which like if a doctor had to diagnose me with a hostile uterus, I feel like I'd punch him in the face. I'd be like, you want to see fucking hostile, right? Bitch? I can be
and
hostile.
Be like, and those are the hormones coming out.
She's like, no, come. Your uterus is in there. Just
what's your canon moment?
Oh God. I really don't know. I couldn't tell you. I've had like so many. That
what's a canon moment? It changes your life forever.
Changes it. Yeah. Probably like honestly and like deeply. Like when my sister went to prison, I was like, I just don't want to be like that person. You know, like I was just like her like kids had to move in with us and like the kids were like 6 months old and 5 years old.
Oh, man.
And I like remember watching them like be so awkward and like not know how to do.
That's so
life.
Scary.
Yeah. And I was just like, I want to. And I was kind of going like down the same path as her. Like I was kind of like a rebel. Breaking into cars and like smoking cigarettes. Like
no,
trailer
park. So sweet.
I know, don't I?
You had a lot of wild things. Therapy.
But I remember like watching her, and I was like, I just don't want to do that. So I like quit going to trailer parks as much.
Hell yeah!
What do you think is like a canon moment in every woman's life that changes them?
Ooh,
when you come for the first time.
Oh my God. The first time I came, I like didn't know. I didn't know for guys or girls that there was one specific moment. So like for guys, I thought as soon as they inserted you, it was just come, just all over you. Like you could get pregnant at any moment.
Sex education failed us.
Oh my God. There was none. So I was just like, yeah, like I think like, well, like the first guy that I got with, he really did come in like 5 seconds. So like after that, I was just like, okay, they just like are just constantly coming just everywhere.
Did he come all over you?
I think he came inside me.
And then he just kept going. So that's why she thinks.
He kept going.
That's the hottest thing a man can do, by the way, is when they come inside you and then they're still hard and they keep going. And I'm like, oh,
this
wow.
This man was just pumping it out at 16, just still going. And so I was like, I guess they just like come over and over again. And so that's how I thought guys came. And then I thought girls just came the entire time too. So like in my mind, I had been just fucking coming. Constantly,
but you didn't even like, know what coming was.
Mm-mm.
But you weren't coming.
She was like, "This just feels so good."
Yeah, like for like the because this is like my boyfriend at the time. So like first 3 months, I'm like, I am just a cum master, like camaraderie, like I'm a cummer. And so this whole time, I'm like, I thought I was just like hella coming. And then the first time it actually happened, I remember I was like on top of him, and I was like, something's gonna happen. Like I got really scared. I was like, and then I came for the first time and I was like, okay, I don't know what that was.
But I love it.
Let's try that again.
That's what happened the first time I squirted. I was like, what the fuck is happening? Am I peeing myself right now? And he was like, just keep going. And I was like, keep going where? What is happening?
Some
and
then
I always felt like I was going to pee.
I always feel like I'm going to pee.
The point, because I was always in my head. I didn't come. I was having sex for years and I didn't come until I was like 21, maybe 22. 21 or 22 years old. Multiple boyfriends, even by myself. I thought there was nothing more annoying and boring on the planet than trying to masturbate by yourself. I just couldn't. Agreed. And I was like, why would I want to do work? You know what I mean? Like, it was work to me. And I was just like, people like use their hands and I'm like down there and I'm like, this is stupid. I'm trying to move in different ways. I don't understand it. I never learned how to play guitar. Like, you know,
that's way more difficult than a guitar.
Yeah. And then this, my bio TA ate my pussy in college and made me come. And I was like, wow. And then he just left and I was never the same.
Oh my God.
That was your canon moment.
And then I became a slut.
And then you got,
and then I was like, I'm going to come with every hot man.
So good at biology.
I've hooked up with two bio teachers. They both had huge dicks. What is it about nerdy bio men?
Oh, I used to love my high school bio teacher. He was short, so hot.
But they had hogs.
That's why I love short kings. They always
have
great dicks.
That's why they love biology. They're like, biology gave me this.
Yeah.
That's so true. They're like, I'm going to study this for shit. It. Learn it. Replicate it. Mm.
Do you say dick or cock?
Dick.
Has anyone ever said cock to you?
What?
Has anyone ever said cock to you?
No, she grew up in Indiana.
No. Like you're being a fucking cock or like in a sexual way?
In a sexual way.
Mm-mm.
So we have like this theory that white people say cock more versus black people saying dick more. So we've asked all of our guests this question and we tried to poll them.
But we had a slutty fucked up mom, so we say cock because we heard her say it all the time.
She says cock. Oh,
yeah. She's like, give me that big cock. It's like the Boston accent too.
I don't know. Cause I grew up like, I like hillbilly. So like a cock was a bird. Like, it, like, you know, it was like the thing out. You like, you weren't going to be like, suck my cock. And then they'd be like, well, I guess I got to go get it out of the barn. Like what?
Yeah. I got to go get my rooster.
You don't have like an accent.
Mm-mm.
Did you train yourself out of it?
Yeah, sometimes on stage when I get nervous, it'll come out really bad, and I hate it. Like, in Boston, I was nervous, and I remember a girl came up to me, she's like, I didn't realize that you guys were all so country. I was like, no, that was just my nerves, so I'll get like...
No, that's so cute. We both actually trained ourselves out of our Boston accents because we thought it sounded stupid.
I love Boston accents.
I wish I had one. Now, as a comedian, I was like, that was the worst thing I could have done.
Oh, God.
Imagine if I was on stage and I'm like, listen, you motherfucker. Yeah. I'm going to go to the fucking store. Like, I'm just... Oh.
Yeah.
It would have been so good.
I love it. I love a Boston accent. I love that, like, everyone in Boston just says whatever. Like,
we don't give a fuck.
There's no words that are off limit. Like, I'm like, some, but
You know, you'll hear a lot of people yelling slurs in the streets in Boston. It's bad.
It is definitely not a.
It feels less wrong city. From a Boston person though, with the accent on it. I'm like, I don't know. Doesn't feel
like
wrong.
It doesn't sound as bad, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Like, I feel like we just make everything sound cool.
But yeah, like, that's true.
It's like a cool hate crime.
Like the F word, everyone in Boston says the F word. Mm-hmm. And it like, it sounds like it's just like an average verb or adjective or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like you're explaining why your like kitchen sink won't turn on. You're like, it's being a F word. Yeah. But like from Boston, I'm like,
Or they say the R word a lot.
Oh yeah.
A girl said that to me in Boston and I was like,
she's like, what are you fucking retarded?
Yeah. She couldn't get my bracelet on to like get into the thing. And she's like, I'm being fucking retarded right now. I can't get this thing on. And I was like, I love that. Like,
yeah.
I like the way she said it. Like, that's the only reason. I was just like, I like the way your words.
It's kind of like, how Jim Jefferies says cunt. Like Australian people say cunt and it doesn't sound, he's just a bloody cunt.
Yeah.
Or is bloody, do they say bloody in Australia? Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Britain must have taken over somewhere at that point.
Yeah, they colonized.
Like, they say like cunt, like bloody cunt.
Cunt?
Cunt. I don't know.
Cunt.
Cunt.
Is that British?
Cleo.
Clear, no.
I'm gonna do accents, okay?
You do accents. We're so bad at them.
I'm so bad at them. They just all come out like racist.
Yeah.
Like I should be better at them.
I think so too. Like not you, but like I'm like in comedy and wanting to do acting and all of those things and content. It's so valuable to be able to do an accent or like pretend to be someone else
or speak another language
and we just can't.
I dated this guy that could do accents and like he was always trying to teach me and I'm like, it was hot to watch him like try and teach me, and then I couldn't focus because I was like,
and then you just go blah 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 and make out.
I'll go from like German to Indian to like
it just all merges
to Australian
into one.
And people are like, what was that? I'm like, I have no idea.
You're like racist. That's what
Have you ever seen Grey's Anatomy?
No.
You look like one of the really hot doctors on there.
I think somebody just told me that.
Eliza Minnick. I'll show you after the pod.
Somebody did just tell me that I look like a doctor from Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. So.
Is it with her hair back too?
It's in the eyes and like the cheekbones, I feel like. She's very hot. She's a beautiful woman.
I just dyed my hair dark, and I have been getting new celebrities that I look like a lot. Because I never really got told that I looked like anybody with my hair blonde. And then I dyed it dark, and everyone's like, I got the girl from Gilmore Girls? Was it Gilmore?
Rory?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it was the mom.
I've never watched that show.
I don't know. I never watched it either. But ever since dark hair, it's like, I guess I give more of a normal vibe.
Do you find that you're treated differently now by men, that your hair is dark?
Yes. I have a whole theory on this.
Okay. Cause I've done blonde. We're naturally brunette. So I've done blonde and red.
Yeah.
And total difference with how men talk to you and treat you.
I told you pink hair drew in a way different crowd than what I was expecting. Cause I had my hair pink and I thought it would be way cooler. I thought the guys I was going to get with pink hair would be better. And then with blonde hair, I feel like in general, people are nicer to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like people are just kinder to you as a blonde, and I have no idea what that is. I think people just like assume you're less cunty with blonde.
That's
hair.
What we call
blonde
white
people.
Supremacy.
Blonde people are like racism. It's a younger trait. It's a younger genetic characteristic that is associated with literally with kids.
Yeah.
So if you're blonde, you're seen as more innocent. I don't know why, but I think it's like some biological thing, bro.
Yeah, I do think that's what it is. I think people just. And they look at you like you're like younger and more innocent, which is odd because like I'm not naturally blonde. Like you see like my facial features, everything else about me like screams like you have dark features. But as long as I had blonde hair, I thought people were nicer to me. And now with dark hair, I think people, I don't know, respect me a little bit more, but also a little bit meaner.
Yeah.
Interesting.
When I was a brunette, people were like, oh, she can get it done. Do you know what I mean? Like Miss Independent. When I was blonde, all the guys who were not interested in me when I was brunette were like, hey, Jamie. And I was no. I'm the same person. We're not doing this.
Yeah.
But I noticed I got approached more. I got like the way that men spoke to me was completely different. And now with red hair, everyone's just like, hey, what's up? You know?
Yeah.
But I have a different shade of red. And I feel like people, I think they view it as like innocent.
They do.
Because they kind of see like Shirley Temple vibes with the curly hair. And they're like, oh, she's baby. And I'm like, I am baby.
It all goes back to how much do we look like children, you know, which is so fucked up. It's so gross.
Yes, because you give me like innocent vibes for sure with like red hair. And like, you're just like.
Wait till you see those dick sucking eyes.
Your eyes are the most innocent part about you, I feel like.
Oh, no.
Just you wait, Buster Brown. I'll suck your dick nice and good.
She looks up and we're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. That's not.
Yeah. When I get drunk, I give eyes to men if I'm interested in them.
What are the eyes?
I can't do it. I'm not drunk.
She goes.
Oh, so you go big.
Yeah, I go big. She looks normally, like the doe eyes. She's like.
I love that. Because I always go like slit. Because when I'm drunk, my eyes automatically get like a little bit like.
Oh, but that's like bedroom sexy eyes.
Yeah, that's what I get. But I want like the doe eyes where I'm like,
some people are doe eyed people and some people are like siren eyed people, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like we have more of the like,
yeah.
We close our eyes and they'd be more seductive. Mm-hmm. And I try to do like the deer thing and then I'm like, I don't even know.
I just look scared.
People are like, you look crazy. Like are you okay? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't look good trying to look sexy.
Yeah,
I used to try to take OnlyFans like photo shoots and like look sexy. And I was like, that's not the look for me. It's not
I've
going
tried to
well.
Do, like photo shoots and like lingerie before. And I'm so awkward.
Like taking nudes and stuff.
It was like this like lingerie shoot that we did with this photographer. And they were supposed to be like classy, like black and white blurry. So they're like move a lot. So I'm like, like literally having a seizure in the place. And they were like, okay, not that girl. Like, you just stay still.
How did they come out?
Actually kind of cool.
I love that.
Kind of cool, actually.
I like photo shoots like that.
Yeah.
Sometimes I can turn on the model and I'm like, oh, I'm posing. And then last night we were at an event and this like hot photographer was like, let me take photos of you. And he was like, He's like, come over here. And he's like showing me where to pose. And he was so sweet. He's like, I just want to take pictures of you. And I was like, I want to have sex with you. And then I was like, he's attractive.
You got so awkward.
He's Argentinian and he like had an accent and everything.
Ooh.
And I was like, he's like, why are you uncomfortable? And I'm like posing and I'm like, I'm like, I can't model. What are we doing?
It's my go-to pose.
Yeah.
I hate when I do this one with the hand on the hip. Like hand on hip, like chin back. I'm like, am I in a sorority in 2018? What am I doing?
We were raised though to pose like that.
Yeah.
Like in a row.
Always the hip
out. Everyone would be in a row. It'd be like, look at our power pose.
See, and I feel like you're Gen Z. So like, I feel like Gen Z learned like this one, like the like hand out, don't look at me kind of blurry photo. Like, this is a photo I'm trying to learn. It's like you go like this, like, I don't want my picture taken. Take it. And then you put one hand over. That's the one I think.
Yeah, it's like I can't let people know I want to be seen.
Yeah.
When I want to be
seen. It's so cool and mysterious. Yeah. I desperately want to be mysterious, but I overshare far too much for that.
Yeah, I can't shut the fuck up.
I love trauma. I love a good trauma dump. If we're not trauma dumping, what are we doing? Get out.
Yeah.
And if you don't have any trauma to dump, also get out.
Yeah, my friend was just telling me, she's like, the best way to like connect with a man is to like emotionally get them to like trauma dump on you.
Yeah.
Like it's not through sex. It's through like.
And getting them to cry and hold, like you have to hold them at one point because they're talking about, and they're like, I just didn't expect to get so emotional. And you're like, mommy's
getting
here.
A man to cry.
I did expect it.
Mm. Getting a man to cry, getting his mom to like you. Two coolest things, I think.
Yes.
Do.
Yeah. What else can
like,
you do?
You can't leave me.
How can we manipulate
that's how
men?
I feel about like when I play with their ass.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave me now.
Oh,
and if you do,
not.
You'll remember me with every girl you've been through because you're not going to feel comfortable enough to ask because they're not as open as I am. So you're going to be like weird about it. And it's just going to be this kink that you have forever now.
Yeah. If I've licked your taint, like,
you know,
yeah, you'll never get that back.
Yeah.
I just know they're never going to forget me.
That's a weird
you
all
can't.
Of ourselves.
It's true.
It is true.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing that you've done for a man?
Definitely lick taint, that one. But I don't even think that's that crazy. Like, I'm one of those people, like, whatever you like me to kind of person.
Yeah.
Like, if you're, like, whatever you're into, like, I'm not, like, fun and kinky on my own, so I just kind of listen to them. Like, I'm like, oh, that's what you like? Cool. Me
I'll
too,
do
buddy.
It.
Like, yeah, I'll do whatever you like.
Have you ever done anything crazy for a man? Like, not sexually, but like, you were a little tapped at the time, you know?
Like, to stay with them? Like,
yeah.
Everything. I don't know. Like, I don't think I'm that crazy. I think I'm just like so interested in somebody loving me that I'll just like do whatever they want to do.
You sound like me.
You get love from your parents.
I don't think I've done anything like that crazy, but like definitely like probably gone on trips too early or something like that. Like met their parents too early. Like
I moved in within 6 months.
Yeah.
I showed up at his job to see if he was with another girl.
Did you do that?
Yes. And he was with another girl.
I memorized his following list so that I know when he had someone new.
Okay, maybe I'm not like that. Like fun.
I go to Instagram story viewers so you don't know I'm looking at your profile.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to give you that satisfaction.
I've never created like a fake profile or anything.
Oh, we created a joint one during the pandemic for like a group of friends so we could have access to all of our exes like info.
That's great.
And we created like a Finsta and we had photos for it and we followed other people so we would have followers so we looked real. Like,
so I worked for like a social media agency, so I always had access to other people's accounts because I worked for an agency, so I had access to all their accounts. And I would just like, my ex, like, sorry, Herculean meal prep is looking at your story so much.
That's so funny.
That's good.
So I would just use their.
That's smart. I didn't even think about doing it that way.
And then it doesn't look like a fake profile, you know? Like, then it's like, okay, this like... But then I got scared that they know that I was the, like,
well,
working
they don't know.
For that client. But yeah.
They're gonna be like, I always wondered why.
Yeah, they're long gone. Anybody that I was like looking at, they're long gone now.
Oh, they're
anyway,
all out.
So.
Have you ever had an ex stalk you?
Yes. I mean, I had this one guy that like wouldn't leave my house. Like...
Like he was a squatter?
Yeah, like pretty much.
Ooh.
And like
a homosexual.
I had broken up with him and then I went out to the bars. He came out to the bars that I was at. This was obviously in like college. And then I like make out with another guy in front of him and he's like, I can't believe you would do that. And I'm like, we're not together. Like, we're not together. I don't know how else to explain this to you in any other way. We've been broken up for like
a week. You just fucked the dude in front of him?
Yeah, I literally like just opened mouth.
I've done
mouth,
that to a man too. I'm like, you're not getting the point. So I'm literally, you're going to watch me walk home and leave this bar with another man because you're not understanding. I don't like you.
Yeah. And that's pretty much what happened. He just like, he wasn't getting it. And so like I actually stayed at a friend's house and then I had her bring me to my house the next morning. And I was like, that is his car in my driveway. And he had like gone into my house somehow and he was laying in a robe on my couch. And I was like, what are you doing?
What TV show was he watching?
He was like on his side being like, I'm waiting for you, baby.
I really do remember it was like
he was watching Maury.
Wheel of Fortune?
That's so weird.
Chilling there on my couch, like watching TV. I'm like, what are you doing?
That's such a dad move right there.
Yeah, just like in my robe. Probably had used my body wash.
Oh, God. He didn't have a place to live. This is what happened.
That's probably true. And then I had another guy that I think was homeless.
I dated a homeless guy once.
I think he was homeless. I think his wife had kicked him out of the house. And, like, he didn't have anywhere to go. So I, like, just housed him. Like, just like a
You're taking in a stray kitten, you know? Foster care.
I temporarily housed him for a little bit.
Yeah.
Wow, did you feed him too?
I didn't feed him. No, he only ate Butterfingers. Like, he ate so many fucking Butterfingers.
That's
so weird.
Yeah, definitely didn't have a place to live.
He just like smoked weed and ate Butterfingers all the time. And then I was like, man, you gotta leave. Like, you gotta go home now.
I had a guy who didn't have a bank account or a license
or
a stable place to stay. And I was like, are you a spy?
That's I'm what into you thought it. Was?
Yeah, I know. I was like, You're not a bad guy. Like, you're just an international spy.
Yeah.
You know?
He's part of M16. We had an argument. She was like, Emily, it's fine if a man doesn't have a license. I'm like, Jamie, are you trying to convince me to fuck men who don't have licenses?
I was like, no, I'm just trying to convince you to not judge me for doing it.
My friend was just going on a date. She was like, I have to pick him up. I'm like, pick him up? She goes, what? Yeah, he doesn't have a license. And I'm like, why are you going?
Yeah.
Is this your younger friend?
Yeah. I'm like, you could go ahead and cancel now.
Did she go on the date?
She did.
Of course. We always do.
How'd it go?
It was not good. And now he like kind of like not stalks her, but definitely like keeps reaching out. I'm like, see, that's why you don't go out with men that don't have a car.
Yeah, because they just want to hang out all the time.
Yeah. He's like, oh, you gave me a ride that one time? Look, I gotta get to work today. Mm-hmm. Like,
Yeah. They're strategic with it.
Yeah.
And they'll make you feel very loved at the same time. Mm-hmm. And you don't even realize you're being used for your car and your resources.
Your bank account.
You ever hear someone say something and then you think of somebody's name in your head and you're like, that was that person right there.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking like four.
Oh, yeah. I categorize people. I know that's not a good thing to do, but I do.
What are your categories?
Like, I have like, you know, like crazy girls. So I have like the crazy girls that I was like friends with in college. I have like a couple from high school. And then like whenever I see other people that remind me of them, they just go into that category.
Okay.
And then I have like my boss, like my really toxic boss. He was just like a finance bro. So anybody that reminds me of him goes into like that category, you know? So I just like, I take one person and then I categorize everybody else around that person.
So you find like different archetypes. So you have like a Steven, a James. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it'd be like an Ellie, a Kyle, there's a Jake.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I guess I do. I categorize people by like how close I'll get to them. Mm. So not so much about like different personality traits or something, but it's like, are you super trust? Are you someone who's like my ride or die? I can tell off like the bat if I would even like them like that. And then there's people where I'm like, okay, I like you and I can deal with you, but you're not going to be my close friend. That's the category. Like, you're an acquaintance. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. There's like the acquaintances. There's the people that I don't really like, but I have to talk to because of work. There's, you know, like those are the categories.
I put people in like a Venn diagram of boxes. You know, it's just, they're all connected, but it's how far away you are from me because I'm the main box.
Wait, so are you in the middle?
No. Yeah. I'm at the beginning.
Okay.
And then the further away you get from me, you're all the way at the end in like a tiny box. And I don't even think about you at all because I have ADHD and I forget you once you leave my sight, you know?
Yeah. That's the best part of ADHD.
Yeah. Just like forgetting things.
And yeah. I'm like, oh, you exist.
I forgot about
how you ruined my life. People from high school that are married now with kids, they're all age way more than the people who are just single and having fun.
Yeah. I think sometimes I'm like, I get sad about that. I grew up in a small town where everybody, it was like, I had a very specific plan for my life when I was younger. Like, I bought a house. I had a very stable boyfriend. I like did all these things. I had a really good job. I did all this until like 26. And then when I was 26, I like moved to Indy and I was like, I want to do something different. I didn't even sell my house. I was like renting it out, 'cause I was like, I'll go back there in like a couple years and do my little like settled down life. And then it just, here I am. But I look back at the people from my high school that actually did that. And I'm like, on one hand, I feel like I like maybe fucked up. But on the other hand, I'm like, I look better. I feel better. I act better. Like,
I'm a better person. I'm having more fun.
Yeah.
You're doing cool shit.
Yeah.
I feel like we have similar childhoods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my sister also went to jail. So my dad and his wife. Small town.
Yeah.
And I do feel like everyone has families in big groups and they were all close and I wasn't like a part of that. I was always on like the outside.
Yeah.
And then I did the corporate America thing and like made good money. And then I was like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
I don't want to do what everyone else is doing.
How you create strong, funny women.
Yeah.
Your sister has to go to prison and your dad has to like kind of not like you.
Exactly. Or like flee the state.
Yeah.
Or likes you too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on? Like, your dad likes you a little too much that you're, like, coddled?
Honestly, dude, I don't even know at this point, but my therapist thinks so.
I wouldn't say coddled.
That's not coddled. No, oh. No, definitely not.
Oh.
There's just some weird tension.
Tension. How you describe a relationship with your dad is weird tension.
Well, he just married a girl from Uganda that's her age.
Oh,
always makes like comments about my body, just, you know, like what is it called, like parentification? It's like incest but not
emotional incest.
Yes, that's what it's called.
Okay, so like, it's kind of like when moms are too close to their sons.
Yeah. You were only valuable based on like the way that you looked and that
yes
kind of
yes
right?
Fun stuff.
Ooh, yeah, my dad just didn't care at all. Like, I could have done anything and been like, just don't ask.
Did you get in trouble a lot, like, with the police?
Only a couple times with the police when I was younger. I got arrested at a Nickelback concert, which I know, like, the most embarrassing part of that story is that I was at a Nickelback concert.
No, that's a great opener. Nickelback is great.
Okay,
and anyone
you.
Who says they don't like Nickelback is just following trends that don't even make sense.
No,
Nickelback
hits.
Is amazing.
I completely agree. They came out with all bangers.
Yes. Yeah. I don't know if I would... No, I would definitely go to a concert.
I don't think I can name a song right now, but I remember how they made me feel.
Looking back at me, I see that I never really got it. I mean, like,
oh.
Yeah, emotion, okay. Check. A full band, check. Acoustics, good. Singing,
wait,
great.
Is like, who's the guy that mom thought was hot? Is he from Nickelback and he lives in Massachusetts? Oh, that's Aerosmith.
Oh, that's Steven Tyler.
Never mind. My mom loved him.
My mom also
and she like met
Tyler.
Him and
Steven Tyler.
I was going to be named Steven Tyler if I was a boy.
Really?
Yeah, that's how much my mom loves Steven Tyler.
Did she ever fuck him?
I wish. I hope. I hope she still
I feel like our mom would have. Like, she slapped his butt once. It was this whole thing.
Steven Tyler's
butt?
They
met and they like talked and then my mom like grabbed his ass and was like, Mom, you got to stop assaulting people.
Wait, you were there?
No.
Oh.
No, she had pictures though.
Of him, of her grabbing his ass?
Yeah.
What a family fit photo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Are you Steven Tyler's daughter?
Sometimes I wonder. Oh. I don't know my real dad and I think there's some weird sketchy shit going on there. And I'm like, who's my real dad? And I think it's probably a rich man. My mom got paid off or something. She says he was a bad man who used to beat her, and so she left and fled with me as a
and
baby.
She won't tell you who it is.
No, and my birth certificate
knows.
Was forged. It's like not real. It has my like stepdad who adopted me, her real dad, on it. So there's just like I don't even know. And I literally at one point I thought I went through the list of who it could be, and I was like, maybe it's Steven Tyler.
That would be awesome. We got to do like a side by side. We're gonna look it up.
Is that why you're Tyler?
We can put that up.
Yeah,
we can put that up. I look too much like my dad. I know I'm my father's daughter.
Yeah, I look just like my mom and dad.
It's unfortunate.
And do you notice as you get older, like, you're like, oh, I'm never going to be like them or like their mannerisms. And then like it pops up out of nowhere and you're like, oh my God, that's exactly like I looked just like how my mom looked during certain things. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh no.
It hurts.
Yeah.
So
like even like the way like my face goes and I'm like, and I like get out of bed. I'm like, oh, that's exactly how my mom would get out of bed with that weird face on. I hated it.
Yes.
And I'm like becoming her.
Yes.
I kind of like it though. Even though like your relationship with your family isn't perfect, like, and people have been shitty. I kind of like knowing that you're like an amalgamation of people who have loved you, even if they didn't love you the right way.
Yeah.
I've been coming to accept that my parents did their best. You know, all they can do is what they knew to do with the information they had at the time. And none of our parents were going to therapy. None of them were working through their trauma or understanding
that,
like,
word trauma.
Hitting kids was bad. Like, so nobody knew any of this shit. They were just doing their best, and I'm accepting that. And so now I see these, like, little idiosyncrasies, and I'm like, that's kind of cute.
Yeah, sometimes like, I think hitting kids, though, like, does teach a lesson. I think about it, and, like, the soap that my mom would be like, oh, I'm going to get the soap out. Mm-hmm. Don't say bad words. Like, it did instill things. I think there's healthier ways so you can instill it and stuff, but it worked.
Like communication.
Yeah.
Fuck communication.
Yeah, like, our parents only went to therapy if something really bad was happening. Like, you had to be, like, schizophrenic to go to therapy.
Or it was court-ordered.
Yeah, I did get court-ordered.
I got court-ordered therapy.
I got court-ordered therapy when I was in high school. So my mom went with me. It was, like, court-ordered that my mom and I go together. Because I think when we went to go see the first lady that was going to like tell me what was wrong, my mom and I just fought the entire time. And so I think she was watching it and she's like, how about we just fix this and then we'll figure out the rest of her problems.
Like, this is probably where it stems from.
Yeah. And then it was the best thing that we ever did was my mom and I went to therapy together when I was like 16.
Did it help fix your relationship?
Yeah. And I think like she realized that she was like kind of being crazy in the wrong ways. And then I was definitely just like an emotional bitchy teenager. And I realized that. So just, and our therapist was like this little gay man and he smoked cigarettes during the entire therapy session.
What?
Yeah.
I love him already.
He did it like in his like, he had like a second house or whatever. Like he had his house and then he had like basically like a garage that he had converted into his therapy station. He just smoked cigarettes and was like, yeah, well, I think she just is going to act like that. And if you're going to be mad at her for making the bed wrong, maybe you should be mad at her for having sex with weird guys. I mean, it just seems like you're mad about the wrong stuff. And I was like,
wow.
Just
wow.
Like a Southern gay man.
That, see, our mom would that. Like, be like, all right, we're going to therapy today. And she would sit us down and she'd be like, if you say anything about what we do in this motherfucking house, I will beat the fuck out of you. And then we'd be like, okay. So we go into therapy and she'd be like, how's everything at home? And we'd all be like, great.
So good.
This is wonderful.
That sounds like every CPS visit I've ever had in my life.
No, and I'm like, please help. And my mom would threaten. She'd be like,
ordered though, right? Like, yeah. Your mom so wasn't, if like, we said anything,
it was because like my dad was like, it was during their divorce. So he was like, she's abusing the kids. And so CPS would come and then she'd be like, don't tell them I'm abusing you. and then she'd be like, otherwise, like you're going to get separated. And my mom would always be like, if you ever speak up, like your brother and sister are going to get taken and have to go into foster care. And it's better that we're all together than like separated. And so like that was, it made me afraid to speak up.
Yeah.
My mom used to always tell me that I was going to get raped in foster care if I ever told people that I was being abused and that I would get fucked up and that I would never have a stable home. She was like, you can't talk about
it. Why was that like our parents' way of scaring us? Like my mom was like, everyone's going to rape you. And I was like, fuck.
That's literally, yeah. My mom from like day one, she'd be like, if you walk out in the world, you're going to get raped.
Yeah.
Like,
but you know what? It's actually true because I have been raped. So you know what? Thank you, mom. You taught me good.
But like they taught us like, okay, you're going to get raped, but they didn't say like, hey,
how to prevent
in a situation and if someone does this, like leave. This isn't a safe thing that they do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because like, they didn't explain how it happened. They were just like, sometimes you're walking out on the street, guy just rapes you. I don't like
good fucking luck
I'm like,
out
they
there.
They don't tell you that it's going to be with like this guy that you're kind of dating and like you just like weren't ready to have sex with them and you didn't know how to say no because you weren't taught how to say no to people because your parents didn't tell you that.
Oh, and they didn't let you say no to them, so you never developed boundaries.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so fucked. It's like, it's your fault I got raped, mom. It's your fault.
It is. It really is.
It really is.
Shout out to my mom.
Rape you know queen. What? We're all here. We're funny. We're on a we have a podcast. You're killing it. So they did something right.
Right. Right.
Or maybe two wrongs made a right. You know,
I think that's what it is. It's like when two ugly people have a kid and it turns out hot.
Yeah.
Like our parents fucked us up, but then we figured it out in the end.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
I think it's easier if you have two fucked up parents than just one fucked up parent. Because that's too wrong. You know what I mean?
Well, normally the two fuck ups attract. you know, and they're like, I'm going to hate you for the rest of my life and then get divorced at 50.
Yeah, a narcissist and a codependent is like the like
dream team. Beautiful.
And I see so many relationships like that from like the boomer generation. It was just a woman that was like willing to compromise and a guy that was like, I'm the best person there is.
Mm-hmm. And then they're really not.
No.
And I see a lot of our parents' generations, like the women just let their husbands be pieces of shit. They'll never stand up. They're afraid to speak up because it will like... Do you know what I mean? It's just an interesting
I feel like
dynamic.
Millennial women were the first group of women to really like start standing up for ourselves.
Yeah.
And then Gen Z, I love Gen Z. They've like figured out like psychology behind
the kids,
it.
The kids, like millennials and Gen Z people are raising children and giving them like actual coping mechanisms.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Teaching
to
them
see.
To love themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow. I watch parents talk to their kids and like go through like regulating their nervous system when they're having an attack. And I'm like, oh, she's talking to me. I'm like, no one ever did that to me.
I love watching a man be mean to a Gen Z girl. Cause they just like, you guys are like, I don't know if it's you specifically, but you'll be like, yeah, your dad didn't love you enough. That's what's wrong with you.
And I feel like, I think I'm a millennial of Gen Z's. Does that make sense?
What is it called? A zillennial.
Zillennial. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I'm there, but I'm not quite there where I'm actually mature enough. Like they are, like they're maturing at age 13.
Yeah.
I'm like, how the fuck do you guys do this? How do you know what communication is so young?
That's awesome.
It's awesome.
I'm excited to see, like, I'm excited for the new generation.
I can't wait to meet the kids that are raised through this and like see how they navigate life.
Kids that are raised by millennials. Yeah, I'm excited for
that. But there's also still so many pieces of shit. So I think there's still going to be, it's going to take a while. It's going to take a couple of cycles of generations for the overall population to get better. But we're starting to. It's happening.
Or we might all just die in an apocalypse next year. Who fucking knows?
I know. Literally.
Should we transition to Stony Baloney?
I think we should.
And get a little high. I know you don't want to get high, but we also wanted to give you a gift. I know you're flying, so I don't know if you can take it.
I think you can.
But it's a chill steel pipe, and it's basically like a thermos bong, and you can like put ice cubes in it, and it'll keep it cold for up to 12 hours.
My roommates were literally just wanting something like this.
Yeah, it's...
Oh my God, they're going to lose it.
Yay!
All right, so if you're listening to this...
Yeah, there are, it's the, you see the two up there, like the China one that's white and then the pink one, those are them.
Thank you guys.
They're so nice. We love our chill steel pipes. They actually sponsored our event the other night.
Our live event. Oh my God, we didn't even talk about our live event.
No, we're gonna do a whole solo episode about that.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Okay, sweet. Guys, so
I sit down.
Yeah, put water and ice and it stays cold, so it's a smoother hit.
It's so nice.
Thanks, guys.
We hope you enjoy it. Take a hit later tonight. Right. We'll bring you some weed to take home with you.
All right, let's pack this shit. Oh God.
All right. I feel like we need another game of this because we've used these so many times.
We keep going through games so quickly. Come on. Best grinder.
We like to play games with our guests.
Like all the tricks.
Well, it's because companies just reach out and they're like, let me do this. Like all of this stuff has been just given.
That's awesome.
If we were in LA, we'd get like free weed and stuff. But
is it legal? It's legal here, right?
It's medically.
Oh yeah.
How is it in Indiana?
So illegal.
Oh.
Like if you were caught with a if you were caught with an eighth, like you'd get arrested.
Yeah. It's like very backwards in Indiana. Like we still can't even buy liquor past 8 p.m. on Sundays.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh, religious reasons?
Yeah. It's like a super like, you know, it's a Bible Belt area.
I feel like Massachusetts has like a Sunday thing too, where you can't
buy alcohol.
Yeah. And on like Thanksgiving and Christmas, you're not allowed to, which I don't get because that's when I'm going to be drinking.
Yeah, it's
super
really
Catholic.
Odd.
Are you religious? Did you grow up religious or with a religious family?
I didn't grow up religious, no. And I'm still not religious.
Yeah.
But.
Same. My dad's side was really religious. And I guess to say our mom's side was like, they never went to church and they'd be like, I love Jesus. But then they'd like be pieces of shit. So like, it doesn't really
That was
count.
More so like, we never went to church, but my dad would always be like, God's not going to like this. I'm like, I don't even know anything about God. You guys haven't taught me.
Yeah. Anything. You haven't taught me shit.
Yeah. I'm like, why am I scared of this man that I know nothing
or
about?
Or I would be like, if God was real, why would he make me go through this?
Yeah.
Just the anger as a kid.
Contact high.
What is like the weirdest sexual experience you've had with a man where you were like, what is he doing? Or like,
ooh,
a crazy story. I'll take more of that.
Weirdest sexual experience.
You're thinking of one right now.
I know. Well, I'm trying to. Okay, so this guy, we ended up dating for like 3 years after this, but we had like met at a bar, went home with him, and then like we get back to his house and he's just like kind of like not acting right. And so I'm like, okay, like maybe something's wrong with him. He like laid down on like the side of the bed. He threw up on the bed.
Oh,
and like,
no.
This is like the weird caretaker in me. I'm like, oh, so I like get him on his side, you know, like, and like make sure he's like, okay, get him on his side, like change the sheets, like basically like coddle him until he falls asleep. And the next morning he's like, he is very hot. Like still to this day, I'm like that. I still think he's like the hottest guy I've ever dated. And
the things we next do for
morning,
hot men.
He like wakes up and he's like, did I like do anything weird last night? And I was like, yeah, you threw up. That's why we're like laying on your mattress. And he was like, oh, I'm so sorry about that. And then like, we just had sex that morning.
I love how you were like, this isn't a red flag. I'm just going to take care of him.
Yeah, and you like, dated him
and
after.
And then we dated for like 3 years after. Yeah. But we had like the best sex that day and like the best sex I've ever had with any guy ever since. So I'm like,
what made
you know
it
what?
The best sex?
Like, we just like meshed well. You know, like sometimes you just fit in someone really well.
Yeah. Like literally.
Yeah. Like they fit inside you well. And then also like your like legs just like go together well.
Yeah.
And, like your rhythm is good together.
Yeah.
Like it's not like we're doing anything like crazy kinky. I'm just like, okay, like
this is
like,
working.
Cool. Oh, I thought of another one. So one time I was like kind of talking to this guy and I was like watching his house for him. And then another guy texted me. So I had to like unplug all of his cameras.
And you invited him over.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh my God.
And then he like texted me, he's like, my cameras aren't working. And I was like, that's so weird.
Did you fuck in his bed?
Oh! That's
oh,
a yes.
Shit.
That's a yes. Good for you.
That was probably the worst one.
I had sex in my mom's bed.
That's not bad.
You did too.
It's not bad.
My sister's like
her
same.
Sister's like we all did.
I think I had sex.
It's like a rite of passage in our mom's.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had sex in my high school bully's bed. As like a fuck you to him.
Yeah.
Because he had a bed at my boyfriend's house and I hated his best friend because he was so fucking rude. So one day I was like, we're going to fuck in his bed. And he was like, no, we can't do that. And I was like, yes, we can. And we will.
And that's why I fucked in my mom's bed too. I was like, She'll get it. She'll know.
Yeah,
like,
fuck that bitch. Her.
Damn, that's savage. How old are you?
Like 24,
25. I remember when we were talking about like stalking boyfriends, there's this guy I was seeing for like 2 weeks in college and he wanted to date me. And I was like, it's senior week. Like I was just having fun, you know? And I had left the bar with this like guy or whatever. And we're fucking in my house. All the window, like the shades are up. When we were done, I woke up to like 40 missed calls. And he was like, I'm outside your apartment. So this dude definitely was outside my window, like watching me fuck this other guy. And at that point, I just didn't even care. No, he was just like, I cried. And he was like, I thought we were something, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, oh my God.
You just find a cum sock in the bushes. You know it's him.
I know. I'm like, my whole window. I'm like, what is on the side of my window? And it just cum.
By somebody else. Crying. Just.
But I've never done anything. I remember one time my ex was a twin. He still is a twin. But I have multiple exes that are twins. So no one will know which one this is. But when we broke up, I had found out he like cheated on me. And I told him that I masturbated to the thought of his brother because he's a hotter, more confident twin.
Did you actually
and
do
that? Got to
or
him.
Did you just
no.
do it to like get to him?
I just did it to
I
get to him.
Lying sometimes just yeah. to like hurt someone's feelings.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't even do that. Like I lied.
That's why when I'm angry, I shut the fuck up because I'll say shit to hurt you on purpose because that's what my mom did.
Yeah. And yeah. We're real good at it. We learned from the best.
Yeah. Yeah, we did.
Like this isn't true, but I know it's going to hurt your feelings so bad. And that's
what have you said to
me?
Hurt someone's feelings?
I definitely have said, like, your dad is hotter than you. That's always, like, that one always gets to them, because I do date guys that have, like, hot dads sometimes.
Ooh.
And I'm like, your dad's more successful than you. Like, your dad's better than you. Like, I don't know. Like, that's why you, like, that's why you're mean to me, because, like, you know you'll never be as good as him. That one always
gets. Oh, wow. I felt that one.
My dad isn't even successful, and I felt that one. Holy shit. Well, he's successful at that.
Yeah. Oh, God. All right. We're going to play same, same, but different for Stony Baloney. So basically, we're going to have a safe card, like something PG, a statement. And then we say like a risky statement. And okay. We have to come up with something that can be said in both situations.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. So the first one would be something you can say while watching a horror movie and when walking in on your best friend and your sibling. Just kill me now.
It's always the blonde bitches first.
Wait, will you repeat it? I'm so dumb.
Something you can say while watching a horror movie and then walking in on your best friend and your sibling.
Oh, God. I thought there'd be more people here.
Horror movie.
Oh, that one's a screamer.
I gotta cover my eyes.
Shit.
Holy shit, this was scary.
Yeah, that one's a screamer right there.
Okay, I'll get better at this.
Okay. Yeah, it'll start coming.
Something you can say as a sports commentator and to your surrogate. Weighing in at 125. She's going to get came inside real fast.
All right, and it's happening. She's pushing, and out came the baby.
Sports commentator and what?
To your surrogate?
Shut up. I'm not as scared.
To your surrogate. Someone having your baby. That one's a stupid one. Let's get another one. Something you can say while taking a family photo and when finding out you've been cheated on.
My dad? Really?
We're going to crop him out.
I look better than my sister.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one.
Oh.
Something you can say when you realize you slept through your alarm. And in jail. That one kind of sucks. That one sucks.
You slept through your alarm and in jail.
Well, I'm fucked. I just got fucked.
Why is there something in my butt right now?
You fell asleep with it in, Emily.
Yeah, I did. And I'd do it again.
All right, next one. It's hard sometimes. Something you can say at your 9-to-5 job and when you catch your significant other cheating on you.
Sorry, I'm late.
Well, I wanted to fuck your brother anyways.
At least I have coffee.
9-to-5 job? Why would I say that there?
Yeah.
At least
I've always thought my boss
the
was
commute
hot.
Was never worth it.
Where's the stapler?
I'm looking for revenge.
Yeah.
I want to kill myself.
God,
can you copy this?
This is hard.
These ones are hard. Something you can say while hitting a pinata and while holding a gun. Well, these are the randomest like mix ups.
These are aggressive.
Pop off, bitch.
Pop off. Wait, who's this? What's the Cardi B? Pop off.
Pop, pop, pop. Guess who's next?
Who's, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like trying to think of the song.
Like, pop, pop, pop,
now
pop.
Guess who's, bitch? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Wait, pinata and gun?
Yeah.
That's messy.
It's messy. Shit just got messy.
That's what I call a Mexican standoff. I don't even know.
That's a good one.
Oh, thanks.
But also racist.
Fuck. Story of my life.
All right. Maybe I have some cards.
Something you can say at Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory and to an escort. Let me see that chocolate starfish, baby.
Huh. There's fudge everywhere. I want one of those blue balls. I don't want blue balls. I don't know. These are hard.
These are really tough.
Sorry, is it me?
No, it's us. It's me.
Something you can say as a psychic and to a MILF. Usually we have really good matchups and it's been like...
Something you can say to a psychic and a MILF.
I sense big things coming in your future.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
These are tough.
Psychic and a MILF.
This helps us come up with like...
Yeah.
Like riffing.
Yeah. It's good for like crowd work.
Yeah. And stuff. I'm so bad at crowd work.
We're trying to get better.
It's hard. Psychic and a MILF.
Psychic and a MILF. The tarot cards say we should fuck. Our signs align, so.
I don't believe in either one of you.
Something you can say to your therapist. And while doing reverse cowgirl.
Don't look at me.
There we go. I feel vulnerable right now.
Got nothing. On to the next.
All right. Something you can say while giving blood. And at your parents' divorce hearing.
We should have done this sooner.
I'm about to pass out. Anybody got some juice and crackers?
Well, drink after this.
Is now a good time to tell you you have AIDS? Mm-hmm. Now is a bad time to know that dad was gay.
Hey, what's my blood type?
Oh, I don't even know my blood type.
Me either. Something you can say to your gym teacher. And when they whip out their anal beads.
Something you can say to your gym teacher and to your anal beads?
And when they whip out their anal beads.
And to your anal beads. You better drop and give me 20 reps, bitch.
Do I have to do all of them?
Do I have to do all of them? That's a good one.
This is hard. Yeah, that was good.
I was going to say, like, when should we pull out? Or all right, get the balls out.
Mm. Can I get up off the floor now?
I'm in pain.
Yeah.
I don't want to do this anymore.
No means no.
I'll just run a mile.
No means no. Yeah, raise your hand. Clap your hands if you got hit on by a gym teacher.
I can only do this for 10 minutes.
I was in fifth grade.
Nice. Well, that was a rootin' tootin' time.
Do we do hot takes instead?
Yeah. These are sucking. Hot takes are just like controversial opinions and we can just like riff off them.
Cool.
See what we got.
Yeah, we talk about like mental health. We get like serious, but then like make jokes, but then it's all over the place. Do you find it exhausting having to be funny all the time?
Yes.
I can't, like, especially with content.
That's why I hate Halloween, because everyone's like, what are you going as for Halloween? Like, are you going to be something funny? I'm like, it's too much pressure.
I'm like, I just want to be a slut.
Yeah, like, can I just go as slutty? And
can I look
like,
at hot? Because I wear t-shirts all year round.
Yeah, I've, like, worn the same cockroach costume for, like, 3 years in a row. Because I'm like, it's funny. And I'm not that creative with, like, costumes and stuff.
Hot take. Men have it easier than women.
For sure.
Obviously.
Yeah. The only thing that we have it easier in is getting free drinks.
And getting laid. Like, but not by a good person.
Yeah. Like, we can get laid easier, but I wouldn't say better.
At what cost?
Yeah, at what cost?
Hot takes. Famous people are usually happier than regular people.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I feel like it's the opposite.
I feel like they're depressed.
Yeah, I feel like, for instance, like, Hailey and Justin Bieber, I guarantee they, like, don't get to, like, leave their house very often. Like, it's just, like, I feel like relationships have to be harder for famous people, too, because they have to, like, spend so much time with just the two of them.
Are we talking about famous people, like, elite celebrities, or are we talking about like, because there's people who are famous where I'm like they have a great life.
I'm thinking like A-list.
Yeah, I was thinking like elite celebrities, like where they can't do anything.
I even think like Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, like apparently he was abusing her and like hitting her and the kids. I don't know. I feel like the higher you get, the bigger your ego gets too.
Yeah. People just assume money makes problems go away. And I'm like, no, it actually creates a lot more.
It creates problems. Yeah. I think money creates problems.
Yep.
Oh, hot take. The aisle seat on the airplane is better than the window seat. Facts.
No, I love window seat. Window seat all the way.
See, I go back and forth. If it's like during the day where it, like say it's a 3 p.m. flight, I do aisle seat because then I can like go to the bathroom. I can get up, do whatever I want. But if it's a really early morning where I'm going to sleep the whole time.
Yes. Window.
I want window.
So you can sleep.
Or like
so
a red eye.
Yeah. So I can have the window to lean up against.
Oh, see. I feel like that would make me want to be in the aisle even more, because then I have to disturb people who are sleeping to get up and pee, and I have to pee so often.
Oh, I don't mind doing that.
If I'm sleeping, then I do window.
But I can never stay asleep the whole time.
Oh, I can.
You can?
Oh, I'm out.
I can't sleep on planes. It is the most uncomfortable.
Oh, sometimes I'll put plane noise on to fall asleep.
Wait, like that's your white noise?
Yeah, that's my white noise.
It's like taking off. It's like, all right, and here's the seatbelt.
Yeah, it has the stewardess and everything, like clicking. I'm like, ugh.
Do you prefer JetBlue or American for your go to sleep sounds?
Ooh, I don't know.
I prefer Spirit.
It just says like, yeah.
I prefer, I want sounds turbulence. Of turbulence and people screaming.
Yeah. That's because she was abused as a kid. It's the chaos she needs in her life.
A chaos flight to fall asleep to.
Yeah. Oh, I listen to sometimes like people screaming and fighting and just like dishes breaking. And I'm like,
home.
Yeah, I'll go
it
right
sounds
to
like
bed.
Christmas. I love it. All right. Hot take. Smoking inside should be allowed.
Facts.
Anything?
As a stoner, I'm going to say no.
It shouldn't be allowed.
I don't want my kids to get fucking secondhand smoke in them just because some asshole wants to smoke inside.
We're going to be those assholes smoking inside.
No,
is
we're going to be
weed
living
or
in
anything.
Oh, I was thinking weed, but
oh, okay.
No cigarettes in
the
house.
I mean, you shouldn't. I don't think
ever.
You should smoke crack inside that often.
Speak for yourself.
Why not inside?
It seems like more of an outside activity.
I feel like crack is an inside activity.
Really? You have to like use a spoon.
I go hand in hand with like homeless and crack. So it just feels like it should be like an outside person activity.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. Your banker could be on crack as we speak.
That's true.
That's true.
More so meth.
Is that big in Indiana?
I just like, I watched a documentary one time about this woman that like was a banker and she was doing like big things, but she was also on meth. So if you like don't do too much meth, it kind of just makes you a really good employee.
I mean, ADHD meds are basically meth.
Exactly.
I think I've accidentally done meth.
I think I did too. Here.
Yeah, I thought it was Molly.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it was not. Mm-hmm. It was actually, I did bath salts.
Was
that
bath
was
salts?
For sure confirmed. And it was in college. I thought I did Molly and it wasn't working because you have to take more of the bath salts for it to affect you. And so I only did like a little bit and I was like, I feel nothing. This is shit Molly. And then the guy comes back and he's like, bad news. And I never did anything before. I was straight edge until college. So I was like just doing Molly during like spring fest week.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, that was bath salts.
What? Did you feel amazing?
No, I didn't feel anything. But the other people who did a lot, like the kids who are used to taking drugs and mushroom, like acid and mushrooms and stuff like that, and Molly all the time, they took a lot. And the people said they were acting real messed up.
Yeah.
It was I mean, scary. I can see that.
I don't
sure.
know what I took one time here, but I stayed awake for like 48 hours and just told my friends the same story like 92 times in a row.
What, was it bright pink?
What?
Was it bright pink?
No, it was like in a pill. And like, I was pretty straight edge at the time. So they were like, just take this capsule. It's Molly. It's great. You'll feel amazing. So I took the whole capsule. I have no idea what it was, how much it was, but I was just like, remember that time we went to the lake? And then I just start over like, remember that time we went to the lake? Like over and over and over again until I like fucking
pass.
Probably just, yeah, I don't even know if I passed out.
Can you eat cocaine?
Eat it?
Yeah,
I don't think you
can gum it.
Yeah, okay.
So like,
could I swallow?
You don't want to. It tastes disgusting.
Yeah.
It tastes disgusting.
It does not taste good.
No. Either is Molly. None of it tastes good. All of it tastes like regret.
Yeah. It's like telling you, you shouldn't take this.
Yeah.
Like the pill, or like whatever it is. It's like, hey, I'm pretty bad for you. And we're still just like, rub it on my lips.
I know. I was thinking of like that story that you just told. And I was like, damn, the amount of pills that were like for like ecstasy or Molly that I just took and trusted people.
Yeah.
No test kit, nothing in college or like post college is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I trust people way too much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The amount of dicks I've taken.
We're talking about drugs, but let's not even talk about trusting people too much with their dicks.
No, I trust men when they're like, I'm clean, I swear. Oh, and you know what? Actually, all of them have turned out to be clean. So.
You know,
I say
not
all,
for
like
me.
It was a lot.
Clap it up if you've had chlamydia. Okay, well, now that's over
with. Like God's saving something really bad for me, you know? Like I haven't gotten any of like the basic ones because he's like, you're going to get AIDS.
You got like HIV.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. No, you get one that they're like, this only happens in rats.
Like, you're like, wait a second.
You're like the guy who fucked like a dead body.
Yes.
Got, like some crazy
flesh
shit.
Flesh-eating disease.
That's crazy. I couldn't do that shit. Fuck a dead body.
Who could?
Well, you know, I would hope not. I would have to kick you out of this house.
That's probably a good thing. Well, you're not dead, so you'd be safe.
I'm dead inside. It's close enough. All right, hot takes. The chicken came first.
I think egg came first.
Okay, so chickens are related to reptiles, and reptiles can sometimes self-produce. So what if chickens, when they were first incepted, could self-produce, so the chicken came first, and then...
What does self-produce mean?
Like, they can have babies with themselves.
So, well, no, a chicken can lay an egg, but it has to be fertilized for a baby to come. It has to be fertilized by a rooster.
Well, way to poke holes in my conspiracy, man.
Well, so I only know this because if you don't have a rooster on the farm, then you can have, like,
this chickens. This is the Indiana coming out.
You can have chickens that lay eggs that you can sell them
to
people.
I'll tell you about the chickens.
But if you got a rooster out there, he's pounding them every day.
I saw a rooster fucking the other day on the streets of Miami.
Oh, yeah.
I saw her cloaca, it gaped.
Wait, and what?
He was thrusting so hard, and I started screaming at him, and then he, like, hopped off her and ran away. I was like, don't rape her in front of me, dude.
Her cloaca, it's like, they all have, where they have their vagina, where they have babies, where they pee out of and poop out of. Yep. They just have one hole for everything.
That's a woman right there.
I've never seen birds fuck. We've talked about this before,
this
too.
This is my
chickens
first time.
Chickens are really into anal. I didn't know if you guys know that, but...
Whoa.
Because it's all the same hole, so.
Okay.
Oh, it is the same hole?
It's yeah, all the cloaca. Hole.
They shit and give birth out of the same hole?
Yeah.
And fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Do the eggs
that's
ever come out
eggs are
covered in
dirty.
Shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why they're always
eggs
dirty.
Eggs are disgusting when they first come out. I didn't know that either, and I, like, got some one time fresh from a farm, and I was just, like, touching them and stuff. I'm like, this dirt is all over them.
That's what I thought it was, too. I was like, it's dirt.
It's not dirt.
It's not dirt.
I'm so sorry to
it's
report.
Shit.
It's shit.
The amount of...
Good to know. I won't lick any eggs.
Okay. I would rather... Hot take. I would rather have a group of acquaintances than one close friend. False.
I'd rather have one close friend. I've always been that person. Just like one person.
I can't keep up.
Yeah. And then if you tell them secrets, you know, like if it gets around to somebody, you're like, I only told you. So
yeah,
if you have
even birthdays, having a bunch of people. Yeah, I can't do that. Hot take. It's fair to ask the genie for infinite wishes. Yeah. Fuck the system.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Every question you don't ask is always a no.
Yeah.
So why not?
Agreed.
All right.
Easy.
Easy. Oh, hot take. Long distance relationships can work.
I think so.
I think so too.
I think so too. With the right people.
Yeah.
They have to be very communicative.
Especially if you guys are both doing like your own thing and like it's in like good reasons. It's not like he's like, yeah, I gotta go see my other wife or whatever. But if it's like long distance because you both have like two different styles of work or something,
yeah,
and you have to be out there.
As long as that's you're sending true. Me videos of you masturbating and coming while you say my name,
yeah,
I'll stay loyal.
I think it's easier if you have money because then you can travel back and forth.
They don't work if you don't have money.
Yeah, it only works if you have money. If you're poor, it's just not gonna work.
That's so true.
So it never worked for me.
I did it once when I was poor. We communicated through letters. It was beautiful.
Letters?
Yeah, I have a box of love letters.
That's
in my
so
room.
Sweet.
Were they in prison?
No, military. It was a military.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Even worse than prison.
Yeah, way worse.
I know.
Well, you know what?
Who's more toxic, a guy in prison or a guy in the army?
Oh,
a guy in the army.
A guy in the
100%.
Army. 100%.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, because in prison, at least they find, like, religion. And
well,
like,
what
and
branch?
They find relationships, and they get married in prison. They're like, they value you more because they know what it's like to be around no women.
Okay, so it depends on the branch, though. What branch is it?
Army.
All of them.
Army?
Yeah. Army's definitely very
toxic. I'd rather
toxic.
Have a prison man.
I would rather a man in prison, too.
Yeah.
Or recently out.
Is there, I think maybe Navy. I think a Navy man.
Or Air Force.
Nope. Dated one of those. They cheated on me.
Yeah. They seem like they have too much access to air. I don't like that.
Yeah. Like you can get in a plane and fly away from me. Fuck no.
No. You can't leave me like that.
You can leave me too easily. If you're able to jump on a plane and leave my apartment, no. That's.
What if he's on a submarine though?
But the Air Force, they're typically pretty smart.
Marines are really smart.
Air Force.
No, Marines are dumb.
No. Yeah. You think so?
All the ones I've met are.
I knew a lot of smart Marines. Or they're just very fit.
Yeah.
I love a man in a uniform.
Smart and dumb.
No, I'm just, you know what?
Maybe I should call him. Yeah. I definitely
should.
Any
military men want to come?
Well, that was a fun Stony. That was a fun Stony Baloney.
That was fun. That was good.
That was a rough time. Rough and rumble.
I know.
Are you promoting anything? Do you have any last words you want to say to the crowd?
Yes. So
this will come out in like a week.
Okay.
Week or two, yeah.
Sarah Pop Tarts on Instagram, TikTok. And then I'm on tour with Hannah. So we'll be in Milwaukee, Madison, and Chicago.
Hannah Burner, for anyone who's listening.
Hannah Burner. I'm promoting it, but I think the shows are sold out. So I'm really just saying it to brag.
Do it.
Good for you. I love that.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you, guys. This is fun.
Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for coming on. And I'm high right now. My brain is doing that thing where it doesn't do anything.
I wish I was with you guys on this. No.
I wish you were high with us too, but we gave you a gift. So yeah, let us know how you like it.
I get to do it at home.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
I was going to call you guys later and be like, I thought of some ideas.
Here's what you need to do with the podcast.
Sorry, I was a little nervous to do it in front of you guys, but.
Oh, I love that.
That's so funny. I love it.
Guys, we're going to update you on how our Miami improv show went probably in the next couple of weeks. It was a killer show. And thank you to all of our fans who showed up. It meant the fucking world.
Yeah, we met a lot of podcast fans, and that was a cool moment that we never had that. So we'll get into it next week. But until then, check out all our clips on social media, and we love you. Get high. We hope you're high right now.
I hope you're sucking dick right now.
I think that's what's wrong with me. I think I'm horny.
Yeah, same.
It's the pot.
Yeah.